Nigel, thank you very much for coming up here after a long, I imagine, session of questions from many different media after a difficult afternoon.
Yeah, it's fair to say that there's a lot of media that we knew now have to do in the Barclays Premier League, and finally we're back to you.
As a manager, how do you view what's gone on?
Well, listen, obviously we've just got on the back of a very poor scoreline. We've come away from home. We knew the first four fixtures of the season were going to be challenging. Everyone knew that. But we want to win games of football. We've come away to Arsenal. We wanted to keep good possession of the football. And I thought we actually started the game brightly in that respect, where we kept the ball. But then when we've conceded an early goal in the game, and then we've lost Josh Huvel with a calf injury, Arsenal get ahead of steam up. Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jovino were giving us all sorts of problems. And again, looking at the movement, there was not it wasn't a traditional formation. They probably didn't play with a centre forward at times, and the rotation, the movement was outstanding. And Arsenal were on it. And you know, we've gone and conceded. Young Myers come in. He's been in Japan for a couple of weeks. He's joined us the last 2 days, and obviously he's been introduced. Very early. Would have been great if he could have had a full week's training. But I must say, I thought he did ever so well in the second half, and he grew in confidence. So the scoreline of 4-1 at half-time is not what we wanted. We knew the game was probably going to go beyond us in respect of a result way. But we did score again. First team to score against Arsenal. And in the second half, when we look at it, we talked about maintaining the KPIs of the process of passing the football, playing out from the back, playing through the thirds. And we've probably kept good possession of the football for long periods of the time and actually got ourselves in positions to score. Notably the one from Ricky Lambert that's just gone past the post. And a 4-2, you know, who knows what could have happened on that? Probably unrealistically, but who knows?
And, no, but it would have given them a shake-up, that's for sure.
It was. And we, as I say, and that's come about by having good, patient, disciplined possession of the football, playing through, not just giving the ball away cheaply. And I think it's been highlighted in the games that we've played already that at this level, if you turn over ball cheaply, you're going to get punished, and the top teams keep good possession of the ball and they grind you down. Obviously the goals that we've conceded we'll go and analyse, but as I said, the second half there, Gaston Ramirez has come on. He's just been in Uruguay. He trained with us last night for the first time, and you could see the player's eyes light up with some of the things that he was doing in training, so that was really pleasing. Obviously we took Stephen Davis off, who had been in Russia himself, and he's had three demanding 90 minute games if you take the Man United game in. And obviously after the groin injury they had in the summer, you know, I've made the change in there, and Gaston's done ever so well.
And actually, when you've got players closer to Ricky, actually they started worrying about you, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, the object was to get players in there and get the ball, but if you keep giving the ball away as cheaply as we did in the first half at times, you know, you're always going to be on the back foot. As was said, from the restarting situations, can you get good possession of the football to therefore then control the game to give yourself an opportunity? And again, I suppose when you look at it, how many times Arsenal have done that to many, many teams. So, you know, it's not as if it's a one-off situation. Arsenal have done it to many teams in the past.
Defenders always get the wrath of people in the stadium, fans, a lot of the media when lots of goals go in. But to be fair to them, the tracking of Arsenal players from midfield is hard, and that's probably as equally to blame, isn't it?
Well, listen, we'll analyse the goals tonight and tomorrow when we do our debrief. We'll see what situations arose in there, so we can look to improve on that for them situations arising again. But when you look at Arsenal, they've probably not played a traditional way. At times they didn't have a centre forward. Good rotation, good moving around. But again, it's just pass and move. It's a simple game. And you look at Chamberlain and Jovino, I thought they were outstanding. They gave us a lot of problems when they got on the football. You know, but we keep highlighting, you've got to go and close the ball down, press the ball, make the space small. And then when you've got it, you've got to make the pitch as big as you can and move it around.